I guess, you know, aside from it's nice hitting home runs, and you've been able to come to the plate with runners on base quite a bit lately, and that's really good for the team.
For sure. Just to have guys in scoring position, I mean, just makes it easier as a team. I mean, as anyone can come up and just get a knock, and then there's a run. I mean, it just kind of makes the flow of the game go too, and all the guys like step on board.
When you're hitting it well, when you've got a good thing going, you're on a hot streak or whatever, what's different than when you're not? I mean, is it as simple as you're seeing the ball better?
I would say more of a approach going into it. I mean, I just try and hit the ball through the middle, and then when I'm not doing it well, it's when I'm kind of just rolling over like to first base. Hmm. It's more of just an approach.
When you talk about approach, do you approach an at-bat pitch by pitch? Do you think it like a catcher, or you just wait for the ball and swing at the ones you like?
Pitch by pitch. I look fastball, and I look really just in the zone. If they throw it there, I hit it.
Does that change as the count changes?
Yeah, I mean, if I get two strikes on me, I'll be a little, I mean, obviously swing if it's a strike, but like if I'm 0-0 or just one strike on me, I'll be a little bit more picky.
In the fourth inning, when the bases are loaded and the manager's out there trying to decide, what are you thinking through all this?
I thought he was going to put the lefty in, and then I was getting ready to just go in the dugout and get some water or something, and then they were like, hey, the guy's still in. So I was like, all right. So, I mean, I knew the guy loved his changeup, so I really was just hitting his changeup. And he happened to throw it a little up in the zone.
Is that what you hit in the second inning or the third inning, I guess it was, the solo?
The solo was a fastball. It was a fastball.
And what about that double later in the game to right field?
That was a slider.
And that was a lefty, wasn't it?
That was a lefty. Okay.
They got to fix that fence.
Hold it.
The first pitch they got you out on, I don't know, it looked like an out, looked like it was outside, but it was just the strikeout.
Yeah, it was kind of elevated now. It was honestly, I mean, it was a pretty good pitch. I think I swung just a little bit too hard and got under it. Is what it is, game of baseball.
What has it been like inserting Goldberg into that number two hole now?
It's perfect. I mean, every time I watch the kid play, he happens to be on first base every time. He gets on base, so I like him in the two spot, I do.
When you got back to the dugout after the grand slam, it seemed like there was an initial celebration and like a delayed celebration.
Yeah, silent treated me. They did the silent treat on me. So I was in there for like 15 seconds, and then they all came screaming at me.
Anybody saying anything and making up nicknames on the spot or anything like that?
No. Not yet, at least.
He already has those.
I'm sure there's some out there.
I think the Northwestern people got it for a couple of things. What was, from the catcher standpoint, what was Zay doing today? Because he kind of struggled a little bit early and then got in the groove.
Zay early, he was kind of all over the place. I mean, his fastball, he was kind of leaving up, so it was kind of getting hit hard. But later in the game, he kind of was starting to spot up and throw every pitch for a strike.
Coach Hall talked about putting Brace in because he throws maybe 6 or 7 miles per hour. Yeah. Slower.
Big difference going from Zeta Brace for sure.
Anything I guess else? It's nice looking forward to the series. You really didn't have to dig into your bullpen at all. You were able to give some guys first appearances and that type of thing, and now everyone's rested.
Yeah, it's perfect. Just going in for tomorrow, we got a doubleheader, so we got all the pitching we need.
That's twice in 3 weekends, right, that you've had the schedule change to play a doubleheader on Saturday?
Yep.
Yeah.
Which leaves you guys with very rare Saturday nights in the spring because, for the most part, you guys are Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah.
Every other weekend.
So we'll have Sunday off, probably, and then Monday. We usually have Mondays off, but we'll probably practice Monday.
Especially with Tuesday, Wednesday.
You can go watch the women's basketball game Sunday afternoon.
Okay.